This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Welcome to my life adventures. I'm the one and only Monica, the Spirit Queen. I'm a professional psychic medium and a paranormal investigator. My crew and I lurk in the shadows at night, hunting spirits and demons. I do readings, break black magic spells, travel, expose fake psychics, and have clients from around the world. I'm no nonsense when it comes to honesty and respect. I have a crazy busy life, but I love it. My family keeps me going with their love and support. I will never give up, no matter what demons I have to face. Welcome to the reality with Monica, the Spirit Queen. What I don't understand, I do have a question for all of you right now, is why are you guys still falling for all these fake psychics on the internet, on TV, all these bullshit that's going on? We are living in a time where things are getting more serious, and you guys are still falling for these fake dumb bitches that all they're doing is giving you hope, false hope, killing your faith, killing your belief without you even realizing it, because instead of fixing your problem, they're making it worse. And all you're doing is just drowning in your own goddamn fucking sorrow. And these dumb bitches online and on TV, I would say mostly online because everything is done through the internet now. Why are you guys falling for him? I mean, there's this one psychic medium, supposedly so-called psychic medium, I've been watching on Facebook. I'm not going to name any names right now. When his shit hits the fan, I'm going to call her out on it in front of everybody so you guys could see that enough is enough and you guys don't deserve to be psyched. You guys don't deserve to be derailed from the reality of what's going on with you. And you guys don't deserve to be lied to like this dumb bitch is doing to you guys. I have been seeing so many fake tarot card readings. You guys already know how I am with the tarot cards. You guys know how I feel about the tarot cards. You guys have seen my video, and if you haven't, and then go back and watch my video on my YouTube channel at Monica Spirit Queen. You guys will see that I exposed a fake tarot card reader. Enough is enough. You guys need to stop being sheep. Stop being fucking blind. Who the fuck does a reading online live within 2 seconds of answering your questions? 2 seconds. Reading your question you asked them, and then And just, you know, oh, well, I see this and I see that. No, bitch, you don't fucking see it. Not everything is fun and roses and sunshine. There's the reality. There's the truth of it. I don't know how much more I could scream on top of my lungs to you guys for you to stop being blind. Stop being a sheep. Stop being a follower and start being a fucking leader and lead your own life to the right path. Do your own research on who's real and who's not. Tarot card readers are not real. How many goddamn fucking times do I have to tell you guys this? And on top of that, how many times do I have to tell you guys not to fall for the fake ones online that do so-called live readings? You ask a question or you send in a question, they read the question. Instead of taking time to look into it, to respond to you the accurate, proper way, they end up right away, they read your question. Let's say, for example, your love life. Hey, so-and-so, I'm asking a question about my love life. I feel like I'm being cheated on or whatever the fuck the case is. Can you help me and let me know what's going on? Instead of pausing for a minute and actually doing a reading and looking into it, right away the answer is either yes, you're being cheated on, you gotta move on, or no, you're just delusional and they make you look like you're the crazy one and nothing is going on. Who the fuck wants those answers? Who wants to live like that? Who wants to believe in shit like that? Come on, you guys. Enough is enough. Seriously, grow the fuck up. You guys are all adults. You guys are looking for the truth. So look for the truth and get the real truth and get the real answers. You cannot depend your life, your real life situation and your answers, the reality, on these fake bitches that are online. And all they do is just take your money, take your money, take your money. Does it sound familiar? Take your money. What do you get out of it? I want one person. One. I'm not even asking. Out of hundreds or thousands or whatever the fuck is out there, one of you guys to come back and say, I got real results, I got real answers, and now my life is in a better is better. I'm in a better place, and I got the answers that I need. Are you serious? If you get the answers that you need, that means they twisted your words around. They asked a million and one questions, and then whatever you answer them, they twisted those words around and added a little bit of here and there and told you the same exact thing that you were questioning. So in your mind, they confirmed what you were questioning. It doesn't work that way. Does it make sense? It does not work that way. And if you don't get a headache and a migraine after a fucking reading, and you could do like 10 readings, you know, in one session online, there's something wrong. There's something going on. Because in order to do a real reading, you need to connect with somebody's energy. When you connect with somebody's energy and you look into everything that's going on with that person, it physically, emotionally, and mentally drains you to where you either get a really bad headache or you get a really bad migraine. I don't see any signs or symptoms of any of these bitches that are doing all these readings online, and not one time have I seen a positive, accurate reading. I mean, I do the readings for these people. I'm watching this and I'm looking at it and I'm watching and listening to their questions. And I already know the answers because I could already see it. I could connect to them. I could see what the reality and their answer is in their life. And then these fake ones, literally short, brief, quick answers, just so they could trick you, just so they could fuck with your mind, just so they could trigger that one thing that affects you, and then they move on to the next one right away, so you don't have to ask more questions and dig deeper into what's going on in your life. If you notice, it's quick. Bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Let's move on to the next person. Let's move on to the next question. That's what you guys need to be looking for. I'm not here trying to take people's money. I'm not here trying to destroy people and put their, the fake ones' business down. They're doing it on their own. I'm here to open up your eyes so you guys can face the reality of exactly what the fuck is going on in this world right now, especially with the pandemic, with the virus, with everything going on. These motherfuckers out there are taking advantage and putting in, quote, hashtag coronavirus as an excuse to do spiritual healing. What kind of spiritual healing are you doing when you're doing a live show on Facebook? Spiritual healing. Listen to this. Live show on Facebook. Supposed fake psychic. Live show on Facebook saying, go ahead and ask your questions, type in your questions, I'll go ahead and answer them. And if you want a spiritual healing, I'm going to go ahead and do the spiritual healing. This is what their spiritual healing is. This is what it is. Open your eyes, go back and watch exactly what they do. When you ask them a question about spiritual healing and how desperate you are for one, they prey on the desperate ones, okay? They prey on the ones that have no help, that are down to dirt, to their shit, and they don't, you know, they're so desperate, they'll just grab onto anything to get the help. And these fuckers take advantage of you guys. So spiritual healing, for example, if I ask, I need a spiritual healing, this bitch comes out and says, okay, Monica, I'm going to give you your spiritual healing. They close their eyes, they say a few words. Oh, I pray in the name of so-and-so or whatever the fuck, whoever the hell you believe in. I pray in the name of so-and-so. that you get the spiritual healing that you need. Boom, they're done. Let's move on to the next person. Are you fucking kidding me, you dumb fucking cunt? You're not doing a spiritual healing. You are messing with these people's lives and their minds and their emotions. You're playing games. Enough is enough. I don't know how many times I have to tell this. When I do my spiritual healings, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of mind control with on my end to make sure what I'm doing is working. And it doesn't happen overnight. It obviously does not happen within the fucking 30 seconds of these times that that these fucking idiots are spending online. Oh, you're going to your spiritual heal because I said a couple words. Now you're spiritually healed. I want those people to contact me, MonicaSpiritQueen.com. Leave your phone number. I want to know if you actually have been spiritually healed. I want to know, have you actually been spiritually healed with these dumbass fucking words? Words are just words. It's the time, your energy, your effort, your sweat and your hard work you put into to help somebody. Every individual is different. You want to help somebody, you put in your time and you put in your sweat and your hard work and effort and your energy and everything you got to make sure this person is cleansed and spiritually healed. You cannot just spiritually heal somebody if they have an attachment. You can't spiritually heal somebody if they have a dark demonic attachment on them. You cannot spiritually heal somebody online, on fucking line. If I could reach through that fucking phone and literally choke these people out, I swear to God, that's what I will do. Enough is enough. Stop falling for these people. You guys are caving in, and you guys are the ones that are making these fake psychics rise up. Why are you making them rise up? That's up to you. That's up to you. If you want to be dumb, if you want to be a sheep, if you want to be stupid enough to fall for these fake ones online, go for it. Go for it. But in the long run, or even in the short run, I want you guys to contact me, MonicaSpiritQueen.com, with your phone number. Contact me and tell me how well this bullshit worked out for you. I want you to tell me. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I've been getting more and more and more and more emails through my website from people telling me their experiences with these fake ones online. Why even waste your time? Why waste your money? Why waste your energy? It's your fault. It is number one, it is your fault for feeding in to these fake ones. It's your fault for giving attention to these fake ones. It's your fault for allowing these fake ones to rise up. Instead of putting them down, you guys are making them rise up. That's up to you. You can. That is your life, not mine. I know what to look for in spirituality. I know how to protect myself. I know how to spiritually heal myself and cleanse myself and protect myself. That's on you. If you guys want to fall for all these bullshit fuckers out there, you go ahead and do it. And then I guarantee you're going to come back to me and you're going to wish. You're going to wish you never, ever trusted anybody fake online. I get a lot of those. I get a lot of clients that said, oh, Monica, I fell for this person. I fell for that person. Their words and their bullshit and their lies. I spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. This is no joke. This is no bullshit. You guys are willing to spend thousands of dollars on fake ones? Oh my God, what planet are you guys from? Seriously, who the fuck is going to ask for $10,000 just to do a spiritual healing? And spiritual healing doesn't happen overnight, number one. And it doesn't work if you're going through turmoil in your life, if you're going through hell and havoc and you have an attachment or you have a black magic spell on you. How the fuck do you expect a spiritual healing and a cleansing to work when you have all this darkness on you? Have you guys ever even thought about that? It doesn't help. It doesn't work. As long as you have some kind of a darkness, dark cloud over your head, and a spiritual attack, a demonic attachment, sleep paralysis, some kind of black magic spell, some kind of a generational family curse, anything. Do you honestly think that prayers and cleansing and spiritual healing is going to help? Abso-fuck-a-lutely not. It's not going to help because you need to get rid of the problem first in order to move on. If you get arrested for a crime, do you honestly think you're going to be free of that crime without any further examination, without any further investigation? No. You cannot beat a case of a crime without an investigation and some kind of proof that you're not guilty of this shit that supposedly they're telling you committed, and they're trying to convict you of this crime that you're not, you know, guilty of. Same thing with spirituality. Same thing with these fake psychics. So many people come to me telling me that they've paid so much money to these so-called spiritual healers and all these other fucking witches and all these, God knows, I mean, you don't fucking add names to your shit, okay? Either you're a psychic or you're not. Either you're a medium or you're not. And most of these bimbos don't even know the difference between what a psychic is and what a medium is. They're two different goddamn things. A psychic does a psychic reading and helps you with your physical, personal life here on earth. Whether it's financial, whether it's relationship, no matter what it is, it's the reality of your physical life here. Medium reading, mediumship has to do with spirituality. I bet a lot of you guys did not know this because you blind sheep going to these psychics and paying so much money, explaining your problems, and all they could say and do is, I'm going to do a spiritual healing, I'm going to do a cleansing, and then you'll be done and you'll be okay with it. No. If you have some kind of a spiritual attachment or a black magic spell on you, I'm going to tell you this right now, only one time. Only one fucking time, because I hate repeating myself. It's my biggest pet peeve that I have to constantly repeat myself, and then I snap at people, and then people wonder why I get so aggressive and I get so angry at idiots. When it comes to having black magic spell, when it comes to having some kind of a demonic attachment on you, that shit doesn't go away. It antagonizes it even more when you're trying to do a spiritual healing, when you're trying to do a cleansing, when you're praying. Prayers don't work all the time. I hear people say, Monica, well, I prayed and it made things worse. No shit, Sherlock. Of course it's going to make shit worse. All you're doing is antagonizing the attachment. All you're doing is antagonizing the dark side. The dark side is always in a war with the good side, with the light. So what the fuck do you expect when you're doing a prayer and you have some kind of dark shit on you? It's going to antagonize it and trying to prevent you from getting the help that you need. It's going to make things worse. It's going to stomp on your head. It's going to fuck you up so bad to make you shut the fuck up and stop praying. It's going to prevent you from doing cleansing. You think sage is going to do anything for anybody? Fuck sage. Sage ain't gonna do shit. You could sage your ass until the day you fucking die. You can cleanse yourself in a bathtub until the day you fucking die. You think anything is going to change, or you think it's gonna be worse? Because I get a lot, tons upon tons of people around the world on daily basis, not weekly anymore. Now it's getting worse. It's daily, where people are saying, this is what's going on, and it just made shit worse because I got the wrong advice from this fake bitch. No shit, Sherlock. No fucking shit. Get your facts straight. Know who you want to trust. Know who the fuck you're dealing with. That's why I always do a reading first. I always do a reading first to get to the bottom of what is really going on with you. I hear your stories, okay? I do. I hear your stories, but at the same time, I want to know and find out things for myself before I dive in and take your case on to fix you. I don't blindly just dive in and say, okay, I'm going to take your word for it, and I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Not saying that you're wrong, but you also come to me for professional help, and that's what I provide, is professional help, is to look into it, starting with a reading to find out what is going on with you. Then I take the next step and fix it. Unlike these fake ones out there that are doing these so-called readings, these so-called spiritual healings and cleansings online that take less than 30 seconds. Are you fucking kidding me? You guys get my draft now? You guys get what I'm telling you? This is bullshit. Enough is enough. You guys need to wake the fuck up. Stop being sheep. Stop trusting all these fucking idiots online, especially Facebook. Especially Facebook. I'm so close to just deleting my account just so I don't have to see these dumbass posts every day. Are you kidding me? I am, you know, I've been holding back, being professional, holding back and not confronting anybody on Facebook. But I'm really close to confronting these idiots just so you guys can see it for your own eyes. And you know what? I guarantee 100%. I promise you, I guarantee 100%. When I confront these idiots, I will not get a response back. You know why? Because they're cowards. Because they know that I called them out on their bullshit. Because they know they're busted for being a fraud, for being fake, for putting false hope and faith inside you guys. And they're going to run from me. That's what they do. Every time I ever come for a fake psychic, they ran from me. What do you have to hide? Why are you running? That's what I want to know. Why are you running? I don't run from anybody. I don't. I've had people test my skills. I've had people test my abilities. I've had people test my psychic powers and my mediumship. They've come to me left and right. Can you do a reading on this? Can you do a reading on that? And then when I hit the spots that nobody knew besides them, then their jaws dropped and they shut the fuck up. Then they admitted that I was right. Then they asked me the question, how did you know? Because nobody knew besides me. How the fuck do you think I know? Because I'm not fake. Because I don't do the tarot cards. I don't do the Ouija boards. I don't go online and do a 30-second reading on 10 different people within less than 3 minutes. Are you fucking kidding me? I've done live readings. Everybody has seen me doing my live readings. Everybody has seen my page, my channel on YouTube, Monica Spirit Queen. Go and watch my readings I do. Listen to the responses of my clients. Listen to them. Put headphones on. Blast the volume all the way up. Listen to what they have to say in response to my readings. And then when you watch, I don't have any tarot cards in my hand. I don't have a fucking stupid ass bullshit magic crystal globe that doesn't exist in my hands. That shit is all bullshit. That is all for entertainment. That's for ratings. That's for money. That's for clients. That's for subscribers. That's for viewers. That's for followers and fans. If you want to be followers and fans and viewers and subscribers of those sheep, you might as well wipe your ass with the money, especially with the coronavirus right now and the lack of toilet paper that's been going around. It's really hard to find toilet paper now. All you have to do is wipe your ass with the money that you have and flush it down the toilet, because that's exactly what you are doing with these fake ones out there. Stop being ignorant. Stop being arrogant. I'm not here to attack or put anybody down, but this is the reality of how people are acting these days when it comes to the fake ones online, when it comes to the fake ones on TV. Obviously, if you are not a sheep and you're not blind, you would see TV is TV with added drama. Added drama. if they're adding drama and you could see right through them, what the fuck makes you think that these fake psychics on TV are not getting briefed ahead of time before the cameras roll just so they can know what to say? They are prompt to say what they have to say and act the way they have to act and do what they have to do in order to make it look like it's real. But I could see right through them. It's not real. It's not reality. That's why they're called TV shows. Do you know what shows are? Shows are for entertainment. They are for added drama. And if that's what you guys are for, go for it. Go for it. I'm not saying don't watch them. You can watch them. But the fact that you're getting brainwashed by all these fucking idiots, especially the ones online, oh my God, call yourself a witch. What the fuck is a witch? When they say good witch or a bad witch, no, I'm not a bad witch. I'm a good witch. Bitch, a witch is a witch, okay? A witch is a witch. There is no good witch and bad witch. When you're doing spells and you're doing witchcraft, you're a goddamn witch. There is no good and bad. You're a witch. That's your title. Don't try to fucking add roses and sunshine and flowers to cover up with the public of, oh, I don't do anything bad. You damn well know if someone crosses you, you're going to cast some kind of a black magic witchcraft spell on somebody. But yet you're not a bad witch. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. All the witches out there, the good ones, the bad ones, shut the fuck up. Stop lying to the public. A witch is a goddamn witch. When you're doing voodoo, you're doing witchcraft, you are not doing good. Okay, witchcraft is made to be bad, not good. You can't say I'm doing witchcraft for you to be good, to do good stuff. Because anything you do when it comes to spells will backfire on the poor person you're doing it for. All you're doing is taking their money. You're stealing. You're a thief. You might as well go rob a goddamn bank. You're a thief. Stop stealing money from these people. A witch is a witch. Or these witch doctors. I have people coming to me telling me they went to witch doctors and it made their cases worse. No shit, Sherlock. What are you doing? You call yourself a witch doctor. What? Number one, you don't have a PhD. You don't have an MD. You're not an MD. You don't have anything medical to call yourself a doctor. No medical degree. So you're calling yourself a doctor. What kind of doctor are you? Witch doctor? What? You're going to sacrifice animals? You're going to sacrifice human beings? You're going to sacrifice human souls just so you can satisfy your client when they come to you saying, I need help because so-and-so is attacking me, or I don't like so-and-so and I need them to be put down. All of a sudden, this witch doctor takes the information of the victim from the client and they attack these poor people. So what kind of a doctor are you? I thought doctors were supposed to heal people and they're supposed to make people feel better. All you're doing is causing people hell in their fucking life. So when it comes to spirituality, you guys all need to be careful. You guys all need to be aware of who you trust, who you go to, what you're doing in your life. Again, I'm not here to bash anybody. I'm here to open up your eyes. I'm here to open up your eyes. And I think all these fake psychics, it's time for everybody, the public, the world, the universe, to put these psychics, the fake ones, down. Don't go online and pretend you're doing a reading on somebody. Don't fuck with people's emotions. Don't fuck with people's mentality, their physical life. Don't fuck with them. It's not fair. And it's not for you guys to fall for their bullshit and their insane fake promises. I want to see one person come to me and say they actually got the help that they wanted or the help that they actually needed. Come to me and tell me. Come to me and fucking tell me that you actually got the help you needed from a fake one. I want to know because I will make it publicly aware of everybody and award this person for helping you. I want to know. How many fake psychics have actually helped people? That's what I want to fucking know. Enough is enough. Stop being stupid. Stop being ignorant. Stop being blind. Stop being a fucking sheep. Okay? I've read these comments for these fake ones. Why is my dog acting the way it's acting? It's acting like it's possessed and it's seeing something. And then I hear the response from the fake ones. Oh, well, dogs are very spiritual, but you don't have to worry about your dog because I just looked into it within the last 10 seconds of your message to me. And there's nothing wrong with your dog. Bullshit. If there's nothing wrong with the dog, then the dog would not act like it, the way it's acting. It wouldn't act like it's possessed, and it would not act like it's seeing some kind of an entity or a spirit or something going on around them. Because animals can sense spirituality a lot more faster, a lot more than humans can. And if an animal is acting out, because if you, it's being attacked by somebody in a spiritual realm or something in a spiritual realm, and a fake psychic cannot pick up on it. And again, my point exactly, when they make it seem like it's fun and roses and flowers and sunshine, when it, in reality, it's not, then you know the difference. You should be able to tell the difference if someone's telling you your dog is just fine or if your dog is actually being attacked by something in a spiritual realm. And you can't see it with your own eyes, but you can also see the change, the habits, the personality of your pet. So stop thinking about yourself. Stop thinking, being selfish. Think about everybody else around you that will get affected by your decisions. If you want to get the real help, you can contact me at MonicaSpiritQueen.com. Leave your phone number. Without a phone number, I don't respond back. So you could send me 120, 130 different emails if you want, demanding me for me to contact you back. It's not going to happen. Without a phone number, I do not respond back. And be very respectful with your emails. Don't snap your fingers. Don't demand me, because again, I will call you out on your stupidity. So don't, if, as long as you're respectful and treat me right, I will treat you the same way. That's the reality of life. That is the reality. I'm no bullshit. I'm no nonsense. I don't fucking play games. I get to the bottom of what's going on, and then I take the next step and help you and take care of it. But if you don't want that, by all means, go to the fake ones. Good luck in your future. Good luck in your life. Good luck getting fucked over and over again and making things worse for you. That's up to you. That's the reality of it, of life. That's up to you. Just because somebody calls themselves a psychic, they're not a psychic. Just because somebody calls themselves a medium, they're not a medium. I challenge the so-called fucking fake-ass bullshit Teresa Caputo, if you guys know her, the Long Island medium. Fuck her. I called her out on it twice. I challenged her twice when she was going to come to my hometown, and she chickened out. So, you know, if you're going to be fake, obviously you're going to chicken out. I called and challenged her, and I said, let's do a show one-on-one. I'll do one, you do one, and we'll start doing readings on people. She chickened out, and she declined my offer twice. Not once, but twice within the last 3 years. So that should tell you something. Anyways, I love you guys. Please be safe out there. Please open your eyes and don't be blind. I don't like to deal with sheep. Please be respectful, and I will see you next time. Don't forget to subscribe, and you'll get a lot more content. Take care.